In all my years here at Old South Church, I have learned something extremely important, that others care. They care about family members, close friends, acquaintances, strangers, even their enemies. I cannot count how many times I went into coffee hour when I was younger and talked to somebody for 10 minutes about what I was up to. Every time, they seemed so interested in my life. They cared so much. And so often, I would finish talking to them, go right over to my dad, and ask, "What's their name again?" I'll be honest, this still happens to me sometimes. And although I often forget names, I know I'm surrounded by people that I would trust with my life. The importance of that can never be undermined. We are the church at the finish line. The light at this church needs to be strong enough to drown out the greatest darkness. Now, to talk about light, you have to talk about darkness. Without darkness, light would not be so amazing. A Christian's duty is not to live in the light and ignore the darkness. It is to find the light despite darkness. After the bombings at the Boston Marathon 2 months ago, we faced one of the darkest times, at least, in my lifetime. On that day, the world seemed enveloped in darkness. At that moment, nothing mattered but the perpetrator's reason for committing such a crime. Such a tragic event surely reinforced the theory that all people are innately evil. If somebody could commit a crime like this during such an innocent and pure event, there must not be any hope for humanity. Looking back on it now, that day gives me more of a reason to believe in people's innate goodness than ever before. Despite all the confusion, anger, and hopelessness that people must have felt at that moment, the amazing things that happened were countless. People ran towards the explosion, despite fear, to help the injured. They shone their light as bright as they could. After running 26 miles, runners kept running, despite exhaustion, to donate blood. They shone their lights as hard as they could. First responders stood strong, despite confusion, to ensure the safety and comfort of Boston residents and visitors. They shone their lights as strong as they could. We live in a constant struggle between light and dark. If anybody's keeping count, light seems to be winning. The one thing I've learned from all this is that in the deepest depths of darkness, light shines brighter than ever. Now, as an athlete, I have plenty of experience with the struggle between light and dark. I've been playing baseball for about 14 years now, and baseball is a game of failure. That means I've been failing for about 14 years. During those years, I've gone from being the star of an all-star team to the last player on the junior varsity bench. I've gone from hitting 500 to going 5 games without a hit. I have changed my pitching mechanics about 1,000 times in the past year, finding success and, ultimately, failure with each one. I have tried out for team after team after team, only to find myself trying out for a team once again next year at Ithaca College. Baseball is a game of failure. But just as much as it is about failure, it's about hope. Without hope, baseball cannot exist. The players and fans would go mad. But the future allows baseball to exist. The fact that after every failure, there's another chance for success. So here I am, having gone through failure after success after failure. I'm not the hardest throwing pitcher, or the most athletic player, or the strongest kid. But what keeps me going is the thought that if I keep hoping, I might be. In this life, we are mortal. Our bodies eventually fail. But by being resurrected, Jesus showed us that this failure is no reason to give up hope. In fact, this failure could be our path to something greater. We all might be something greater. If we keep hoping, we might be.
I love spring. I love how great it makes you feel. I love going out on walks and appreciating nature's beauty in this awesome time of year. I went on a walk one particularly nice day and was overwhelmed by the beauty that surrounded me. Everywhere I looked, trees and shrubs were blossoming and flowers were blooming. The sun was shining and the sky was dappled with puffy white clouds on a vivid blue sky. It was a perfect 72 degrees with the occasional cooling breeze. I looked around to take in the splendor of this gorgeous day, and it suddenly hit me. I finally realized just how close I was to the end of a very long, very difficult journey. I was almost done with school. I had just taken my AP psychology exam, the most anticipated and stress-inducing exam of my entire school career, so now I could relax a little more. I was free to enjoy this beautiful moment. I had spent what seemed like a sometimes very dull and usually very stressful lifetime in elementary, middle, and high school. And then I suddenly realized I only had 2.5 weeks left. And sure enough, that number quickly dwindled down to just one day. And by this time next week, I will be a graduate of North Attleboro High School. I can't wait to experience those 3 months of freedom after high school. So here's just one of the countless reasons I cannot wait to be done with high school and get a little more time for relaxation. I've been riding horses for more than half of my life. It's one of my favorite things to do in the world. I always looked at it as an escape from my stressful, busy school life. For a blissful hour every week, it's just me and the horse. But sometimes that peacefulness was disturbed by the outside world, by books to be read, papers to be written, and chapters to be studied. I can't wait to get to ride my favorite horse, Galahad, on a serene summer day without being interrupted by thoughts of high school. Graduating from high school means so much more to me than just wearing a cap and gown and getting a fancy diploma. It shows just how much I have overcome. When I was 6, I had brain surgery to remove a tumor, but nothing was going to stop me from completing my journey. And I didn't just complete it. I did things that others thought I couldn't do. I was an honor roll student. I took honors level classes and even 2 AP classes. I was inducted into the National Honor Society and French National Honor Society. But it was so hard. And sometimes I couldn't help but break down. I didn't understand why this had happened to me. But the fact of the matter is, horrible stuff just happens to everyone. But whatever gets thrown at us, we just have to keep going. We owe that much to ourselves. We deserve to reach the light at the end of the tunnel. My family, friends, and of course my wonderful church family helped me find that light. They gave me the hope and love and support I needed to keep going on my journey, no matter how scary it could be. With help and inspiration from my mom, dad, and brother, I completed course after course after course. I graduated from elementary, middle, and soon high school with an overwhelming sense of pride. More importantly, I'm now going to one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country. My journey was sometimes so tough that all I could do to keep going was remind myself that I would eventually be walking across that stage to get my high school diploma. The thought of graduation gave me the hope as I realized that you do eventually get rewarded for your hard work. And then there's college. That gave me a lot of hope. I look forward to new exciting experiences at Wheaton. The thought of college gives me the hope that one day I'll actually be doing something important in my life. I mean, I know we have to know how to read and write and multiply and add numbers. The secret, by the way, is use a calculator. And I really don't see a future with me in trigonometry. I mean, I'm not going to be an architect, and unlike Amelia, I'm not going to MIT. I'm really ready and so excited to go on to this new journey. Everyone needs something to hope for, some dream to hold on to, even when you feel your worst. In times of turmoil, you need hope to keep you going. Whether you are battling an illness, trying to reconcile with a loved one, working to earn a doctorate degree, or just finishing up high school, you need to believe that there is something great waiting for you at the end of your journey. I used to doubt whether there would really be anything worthwhile for me at the end of my journey. But getting that acceptance letter from Wheaton and being selected as a community scholar had me convinced. It takes time and perseverance, and sometimes even a little blood, sweat, and tears, but there's always something to look forward to.